Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, good afternoon, and you're listening, as usual, to the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. As I say this, it reminds me of why I use that title for 244 pages. Let me see if I have it right. I think 244 pages. Yes, 240, 240 pages, that's correct, 240 pages. Why did I name this book, subtitle, Besieged by Lies, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man never a sinner. I am a country country person brought up in Jamaica, in St. Catherine, and you know, it's all places, if you're born there, you're definitely going to, like it, you know, or love it. All right. But this place in St. Catherine, where I was born, it's the geography is that we come from the township of Spanish Town, and there is like Old Arbor Bay to the south, and Linstead, if you have ever been that way, go to Spanish Town and like go kind of a north, and you can go like go up into like Point Hill, and yes, that is where you, when you go Old Arbor. Kitchen Town is I think that is where we go to Point Hill when you go to Kitchen Town. So to our left is Old Arbor Bay, and then if you go to go to the north, then that's where you go to that's when you go to Linstead. And you know, it's not a lot of people that live there, but you know, in if you go to Old Arbor, well, this is out of my district, you'll see people there. You see, let's say reasonable amount of people. If you go Linstead, the same thing. But we are in the middle. You know, when you go up through St. John's Road and go on a Beauville, right, you're up into my territory. And what I'm saying, I grew up into that atmosphere where when it is Christmas time, you know, the place is more lively at Christmas time. I don't know, remember any holiday that I consider was a happy day, but Christmas time, you know, because it's like a season, you know, of joy and happiness about heaven connected to earth, right? So that's my experience. And then I go from the countryside that we call Top Mountain or Paul Mountain, and I get a good experience of Spanish Town. And then I would, a few years are passing by, and I would go on to Kingston and live in Kingston, maybe like 3 or so years, and migrate to America. Now, think that. Imagine the kind of mind that I have. What kind of person was I back then? It may be difficult to imagine what kind of person I was. I think is more likely that somebody will think that I was a person that carry on a lot of things, but that's not the case. I wasn't particularly talkative at all. No, I couldn't be identified as a person who talks a lot. I don't think so. I don't remember that. I know I'll talk. Nobody will never remember me as somebody who never had anything to say. I don't think anybody will think me on that level. All right. So I know I was always on the quiet side. Yeah? On the quiet side. And I don't think I was opinionated. I don't think so. No, it's like my thoughts was basically kept inside of me, and I never think that I have to talk to somebody or nothing like that. Anyway, the environment that I was grown up in is one that the sodomite, they create for black people. And there is a wide vacuum. When we talk about white people and black people and talk about Jamaica, that is white people become renowned in a negative sense. However, that negative sense does not take away certain regard or respect for them because of the terror that they wreak upon the African people. You have to respect them. They have done too much. God has nothing to say. We are alone. So you have to respect these people. And later on, like the entire West Indies countries flocked and come to America and go to England and, you know, other places where white people doing business to look job. Imagine that. Now, we have got to know something about past history. And I'm not talking about just 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. It means now we have necessity to know at least with good acquaintance. We should have at least 12,000 years of necessity. We should know about the past 12,000 years. As touching the end of the Neolithic age, we don't know anything about that. Because at that time, the white people was never known anywhere. You don't see them in history or popular anywhere. No. White people are coming from evolutionary creation. They are evolutionary product, which means they evolve. They evolve. And, you know, it's like you see lizards and things like that. And you just, you know, basically, that's the way these white people come into the world. It's true. Nature's way of creating creatures. And they were evolved. $1.5 million years ago. And you know, when I think of these white people and their history, because you can't take nobody out of their history. When I look at them and see the kind of intellect that they have, how they can articulate, how they can assert thought, okay, and think what the history says and tells that Homo erectus did not any more civilized, no more than when a person with good sense become you know, something go wrong, and they have lost the mental brilliance, right? White people are coming from where you really don't know anything much. That, it says, they knew to make stone tools. So they were at a level where, you know, where they would look for food of some kind, but they survive all that time when there was nobody civilized in the world. They were not civilized, and they were the, like, as far as I read in history, was the most popular humanoid that, you know, just like you see animals today go look for food, right? Well, so these white people survived 1.5 million years. And about their movement, they arrive in Africa. That's where they evolved, in Africa, and went up into Europe and Asia. And that's where they have been 1.5 million years until the gods, the Elohim that you read about, that do all the civilized things on the earth. And what you read in the Bible, that's who the Bible is talking about when they talk about God. But these white people interbreed up and turn the greatest idiot and sodomite on planet Earth? Yes. They were the first. 1.5 million years ago, left from Africa and go into Europe and Asia. And the World History Textbook says they never able to make anything beside stone tools. And as far as I can see, they didn't make the best type of stone tools either. They were able to make better stone tools when they interbreed with Neanderthals. Neanderthals was naturally more intelligent than the white people, them Homo erectus. Now, we don't get a chance to see Neanderthals physically. We see pictures of them. But we do not see them in action. But the history says, so we know that they were a upper class to the Homo erectus. So the amount of the lack of civilized knowledge among them, we wouldn't have revolution. What the gods bring in here, while the European, they were up there, and the gods came 450,000 years ago, right? And they've been up there about at least a good million years. That's a long time for these white people to be up there. You know, it's for those of you who have an interest in knowing the civilized world to get into some of these stuff. Because you're living every day and you're doing a lot of things, but then you're not participating into what gives you a mind enlightened on what the world is like from a long time ago, right? By us not knowing that, and we are just living on today. Well, you can't just live on today when you have white people who are sodomites by culture. Not when you have them interbreeding with other extraneous blood because they want to promote themselves, lift themselves from the lower grade and excel. Now, when they get to the point where they are actually, killing a lot of African people and take control, take everything that they have, and take control of people who never had anything, people who couldn't talk. And the best thing they know is to fuck each other's ass. No, they come to the point where they can talk now, and for what they go through. The process that they come through makes them unique. But then, how can they use the civilized knowledge of the African people and turn on them and even knock down the level of their civilized perception? How did they come to do that? And they talk a lot of things that we are not supposed to know, but they do, because they're coming out of rah 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 low 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 uncivilized thinking. So when they do the interbreeding now and affect their own way of thinking, they are thinking differently now. White people are not thinking the way they evolved to behave, because they did not evolve to speak. Nature did not give them that ability. So when they begin to do things to enhance themselves, this is what we come to. They evolve into a creature that nature never make. Nature never initiate the making of the proto Indo-European. Nature did not make that. Never make proto. these folks are who messaging it with other people they're not supposed to mix up with. So they mix up with, you can't believe what they're writing. Certain things you can't, but some things you can based on observation. Now, what we're looking at is a white people who are far different from the Homo erectus, that they started out to, as. Okay? So now, when we take them and they go ahead and manufacture a thing like the Bible, at a stage where the African people had a lot to develop and understand. But they are civilized people, though. You know? Now, you know how difficult it is for somebody who can't, I mean, they are hybrid, they are African, but yet still they can't sign, write their name. You know, we are not created to be illiterate. It is the narrative that tells us about the gods and the goddesses, they who created us hybrid, right? This is the way we come, hybrid. It is a process that they do. It's not evolution like the white people them. And it's not a man and a woman having sex and created us the first time. We were created hybrid first. And after we were hybrid, we were given the ability to procreate. That is after we became hybrid. It's not afterward that we became hybrid. The Elohim created us hybrid through genetic manipulation. So it's not two man and woman lay down and procreate the hybrid people. Initially, no. That's not what the issue says. All right. There's a lot of things going on in the world today that it's not the truth. It's not the way civilization is. What is going on now because of these sodomites? They don't know nothing about civilization. Remember, from 1.5 million years ago. You look at who they were and the way they ended up where we are today. Why are they talking? How did they come to talk? After 1.5 million years, they could not but make stone tools. They, in the Bronze Age, like 1200 BC, they weren't doing nothing more than make stone tools. That's not too long ago. And what happened? Their history up to that point still take you back to like 12,000 years when they started to get affected, when they begin to focus that they can be helped by the African people, 12,000 years ago. And that's where the problem began, when they begin to court black people and interbreed with them. That is what caused the problem on planet Earth. That's the history that you can read and identify the problem continue to happen. That today, the perception of a lot of people is so wrong from where we are coming from and what the history tells us happened. All right? is to tell us something, that there is a change of calendar, right? If we don't know about the change of that calendar that took place, that affects us. It put us right where we are today, where black people are no longer a species of their own, because these sodomites come in and give them Jesus, give them all kind of stuff. By the kinds of tricks that they work to affect the way people think. And they are brilliant. They are brilliant, but they are not civilized. You know, but you can look at some animals that are tame. You can see, you know, somebody told me about a cat the other day, that they have never seen a cat so smart. Look, what I am saying to you, these white people, don't think it's strange that the issue tells you that they are Homo sapien. No. They are Homo erectus. They're coming from the humanoid evolution. However, they happen to have a natural level of intellect. But that's not being civilized in the true sense of civility. And the knowledge, the wits that only come from the gods that come to earth and eventually perform that scientific feat of DNA fertilization in vitro. And that's why we have modern science doing those things. You think when they talk about modern science, they're reinvented. These white people would never know anything that is called science. If they would have done it within 1.5 million years. Can't you see that? Why do you think? You think it's a coincidence that after 1.5 million years, the gods already here, like about some 2,000 years before, you know, they've been here like about some 200,000 years or more before they create the hybrid people. And it is the hybrid people that spread abroad. You know, it says here, they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. There was no civilization before. And this is the history that tells us about, you know, the spatiotemporal time of, let's say, the solar system, and to when the first human-like creatures evolve and walking upright. There was none of these hominoid or hominid. None of them came to civilization. None of them. It's as clearly, so clearly that's what, you know, this history comes from Mesopotamia. And what is it that started Mesopotamia as a human civilized country? It is the gods from South Africa that goes around the planet and establish what is called, you know, human civilization flourish as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. White people don't know nothing about that. But today they will tell you they are the founders for all of these things that I'm reading that the gods did. These sodomites are telling you they are the ones who did it. And if you don't know the process, history tells these first humanoid Homo erectus, they were the first, as far as I know. There may be others along with them, but they are the renowned being, Homo erectus, Homo erectus. The white people am. Homo erectus is their most prominent and ancestors. So, when we don't know what happened in history, we are lost. You see, and there's no way for a person to rightly dispute history until they, can point out what the real history is. You know, you can't find fault with history unless you know what the history is. So what I am saying to you is that where we are today, we are in bad shape, very, very bad shape, because when you have sodomites taking over the world, presiding over UN, United Nations, they decide law. When there are so many factual history that so many sources to show that sodomite running off government is not authentic. But yet still, people are buried up under it because the sodomites are violent. You know, so it's like the world is in a position now where nobody can remove the sodomites out of the world. You can't move them out. So where did they start, according to history? And what did they know? What could they do? Make stone tools. So the lies that they are telling now is that they are licensed now. No, they give themselves license to do everything. White sodomite men claims that they own everything on earth simply because there no one to come forth and bring the world history author the world history you call this now jurisdictional book. Nobody stepped forward with the historic record of jurisdiction for all geographic areas on earth. Nobody will step forward with it. So you see YouTube videos where you see these white men come up like they are historians and making videos and I tell you about the Romans. And clearly,
they don't read well about the origin of the Romans of Italy. They don't, you know, if they read it, they decide that they're going to lie. And they make up those videos and talk whatever they want to say. And when, not too long, maybe yesterday or so, last night, I was reading something and see where these sodomites says, the removal, why these sodomites know about the removal of the king of Italy? Why do they know that? Right? And they will talk about it now. And when they talk about the Romans, they don't necessarily point out that they are Proto-Indo-Europeans. It's like Romans are different people from them. That's the way they that's the way they twist the meaning of words and get to put certain things on a track where people will often be confused about what is being said about, like, Romans. Who are Romans? These people tell you, like, about two different type of Romans and plot them like rope. So you don't know when the real Romans is being identified. The way these sodomites who say they are ruling right now. And they don't know they're playing with fire. They're playing with fire because words that we have in the world from long before any of us come around, those are the carrier of the fact of life. When you read history, these words are dangerous. These white people don't know the danger that they're standing in. They think the bombs and stuff like that they make and kill people, they think, oh, that's all there is to fear, and it's a lie. It is a lie. I am on this program and I am talking what the history says. The real history. When you talk about where the real history comes from, it comes from world history. History that have been written on tablets and different kind of things. Not my book like say we have here, but a lot of different instruments or things that writings are left on, and have a lot of these archaeologists. They go like in the Near East there, and or in the Middle East they call it, and dig up mounds where the gods settled, and a lot of buildings and stuff like that from the time of the gods are now under dirt. So you have archaeologists that go different places and excavate and look for ancient life. You know, and these places where, like, they just know to go there and go start digging up and find out, you know, stuff about people who live long ago. But the time of civilization is very important for us to know. Because these sodomites just talk about civilization now, and you don't know if it's under your foot or it's in your hand middle, right? And they call themselves civilized right now. I mean, how do they become civilized? They don't want to tell you. They can't tell you their history. You've seen a book with with white people history? Like you will find, go in Jamaica, where you have a Jamaican book. It's only about the African people. We'll tell you about this African history in Jamaica or the other West Indies. Only tell you about the rule of the white people over that country. You see, that's what the Jamaican history is all about. How the black people fight with the white people, them and all that. And there are a lot of Jamaican, heroes of Jamaica. Only during the time that the white people were holding us slaves. All right? Now, so that means long before that, thousands of years before they held us slave in Jamaica, things were going on between white people and black people long thousands of years prior to that, that lead them to the point where they begin to make us slaves. A lot of things happen that we're supposed to know, we don't know. We need a lot of gaps to fill with history for us to understand this world of people where we are. All right. So now, but I can tell you that the black people have dropped their mental composition as it was when they were created. We have fallen. We have lost a lot of our intellect. That too many things we don't understand. And we should be the one to tell people what life is. We can't tell people what life is. We are learning now from these fucking ass white people who come and say they make in university, college and everything, and our educational understanding had them invent it and give. We are talking about when it comes to language, had them invent language. And if you get down to some into some explanation about who spoke this language, who spoke that language, and you see what these sodomites write about language, it will shock your gut. Because they're not making any sense. They're taking credit for things they did not do. These sodomite white people are. And now the fact that they are able to hold what they call democracy, government, totally abolish kingship government. My friends, this civilized kingship government and the calendar, these demon possessed honest fucking white people who said they're running like the world government and America and stuff like that. It's simply because the black people have fallen in a position where they, who are the leaders and government of the African people, they are under dereliction of duty to take care of civilization and the society. So now we don't have no society because these fucking honest, sodomites were make a deal with African government to ease off and go by the side because they're gonna do, a thing themselves. It'll take them a while to bring it forth. So just Anglo. That's what I see. Africa is guilty of a lot of sin. You African people out there, if you don't know, you're not thinking well. How could Africa, if you read the history, be the only sovereign government on earth? Because the gods who lay civilization here and created the hybrid people, there is nobody else to claim kingship or to claim civilization. I just read they are the only one responsible for civilization on earth. And if you read the world is a textbook, you will see that. But if you're not reading it, You're not going to see it, and you're not going, no, so you stay, you're going to church on Sunday or on the Sabbath day. Those things are not true. Whatever you're reading about Adam and Eve in the garden, impossible to be true. Too many lies and all kind of contradictions, foolishness in what they write about Adam and Eve in the garden. Then, if you know the Bible is just 1,700 years old, and history is many thousand, at least 2,000, 200,000, at least, human, since African hybrid people were created, at least 200,000. Now, do you think that they are writing a Bible about our creation, about African hybrid creation? The Christian Bible cannot be talking about the hybrid African people. It is not. Constantine, who held the Nicene Council, these are sodomite, honest fucking people. They don't have nothing to do with African people. So how they are going to come and make law and government for us? Now, when we turn, they take us into slavery, and Africa is the place that sell us to them for slavery. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? God has not said one word of all of the atrocities that these honest fucking white people do on black people. Africa say nothing. Do you, you're out there and going to church every day. Why do you think Africa got you going to church and say nothing about this Bible nasty stinking stuff that they write into Bible? Why Africa don't say anything? Why Africa, knowing the history, allow these mad fucking ass animal and beast? Why Africa don't oppose that and protect the African people? They don't send envoy around to come and contact African people and to make sure that they get them under the indigenous thinking again. No, they don't care. No, they full up Africa with Christianity. You see that? And that means it's the agreement they have with the white fucking ass white madmen for them to go around and keep the world underneath their weaponry. That's what they agree with these white fucking ass people. Now, when I tell you that, you don't care because they polarize you with the Jim Jones COVID. You see? You are being infected. So that when you hear words and words are telling you the truth, you cannot identify. It go past you. Because what you know is something completely different with them pushing at your head. And then now, where does Jesus come in now? You want Adam and Eve in a garden where God tell Eve and Adam, no eat of the fruit, you know, that is in the middle of the garden and all these kind of things. And God lying about they would die. And the serpent come in and tell the woman, say, you know, you're not going to die, but you shall live. And God came in and these idiots writing the Bible don't see that they're writing confused. Because how is it they are writing that God make these two people, make them, you know, intelligent and everything, civilized, intelligent, and then turn around and say these two people were naked and they didn't know? Does that make sense? What people you know today that don't know if they are naked. What I'm trying to tell you is that the world that we are living in, the human world, because I'm not talking about day and night. I'm talking about the human world. The consensus that the white people they bring in to the human world is what is killing the world, the human world. Because people believe a whole bunch of something where are not true. And they who are telling us about the world, they suck penis, their own penis. They lick out each other's ass and fuck it. And then they come and write a Bible and give it to black people to believe about Adam and Eve in the garden. And Adam and Eve in the garden, since they are taking it from history. History was of some 200,000 years ago. And wherever they say they find Lucy, the first woman, we give start giving birth to hybrid people. It's way, way, way beyond when them write Bible. So where them get information from to write history, if it is not from the history of long ago? What I'm trying to tell you is that these white people, they know to work evil tricks, I think more than anybody else on planet Earth. They evolve and they intermingle with a whole lot of different blood. So we don't have a sample for them to talk about a species because they're not white anymore. And maybe some of them white, but they have a whole lot of African blood mixing with them that they are using today to do marvelous evil. And if you don't put yourself to understand, the history is there, because I didn't know anything myself. But it's funny, but it's true. If you pay attention to something long enough, after a while, you only look back and remember when you didn't know. You see. All right. I want to thank you, my friends, for tuning in. And remember, church is not good. If you read the World History textbook, you'll find out that church is not good. And how can it be not good when you feel so good about it? Well, you can feel good about church, because what else do you know about except church? And have you read the Bible all the time to keep you in line with the church, right? But before the Bible was written, there was history. There was your history, okay? Before the Bible came, 1700 years ago, and before them, the calendar again. Where do they get the knowledge from to contrive a substitute calendar for the first one? Where they get it from? They get it from history too. They get it from civilized history and begin to make up their little thatch house and say they did this, they found this, and all that, and call themselves scholars. They are not these honest fucking white people. Them, they don't belong in our territory, and they behaving like, oh, nothing will go like that. They own everything on planet Earth. Well, you know what? You wait until they really come to the stop sign. Because there is a stop sign that they will have to stop. You see? And they will find out, go to Mars and all these kind of stuff, and the moon and stuff. They will find out that the time will come when they're going to hear, part from me, we know you not. You see? And the kinds of stuff I'm reading that these faggots are doing, man. Black people need to read their history because that's the only thing will empower us. The only thing that will empower us. You call these white people, nasty sodomites. And they don't expect you to say that. They expect you to honor them being sodomites. Yeah. And when I'm going to tell Lot in Genesis 9, we don't want your daughter them to fuck. We want the two men who visit you. I feed them ass. We want to lick and fuck out. At that, we must tell them, instead of preaching Bible like it is gospel of the creators, the Elohim. No, they don't deal with those kind of stuff. Where you guys, for 1.5 million years, can only make stone tools and nothing else. You had nothing to offer visitors that came and saw you. Right? When you could have, what they call it, you could have not invade, you white fucking ass people had the opportunity, according to history, to spread out anywhere off the planet. That's true. That's a fact. Because you're here 1.5 million years before the gods come here, 450,000 years. Check this out. And as long as what I'm saying is the total truth, you can't get no more milk out of the cow's breast. That's the fact. When you are living, and this is the thing about it, you can contradict someone. If you have grounds that they have missing links. Case where I'm talking about timeline of existence of anything. If I can't go to the extreme time and draw a line and move on forward. So we go back to a time when no civilization exists. And once we are satisfied, because it's 4.5 billion years, our solar system is here. And we are seeing the sun and the moon, day and night, 24 hours a day, the rotation of the earth. And for those who are talking about the earth is flat, you know, I mean, you know, all right. So what I'm talking about, you can contradict when somebody has links missing in their timeline. But as long as you don't have any links missing in the timeline, you don't have anything to act upon. You see, because if you have the complete thing laid out in front of you, you have to adhere, right? So we're talking about, we're coming from 4.5 billion years in our solar system right here. Where everything that we look on as hills and valleys and stuff like that, they've been here a long time. When did we begin to see human-like creatures? According to the World History textbook. Whether or not they're right on the right time, but you'd have to tell me about a different historic rendering of time, because it is said the entire cosmos is like about some 16 or so billion years, And if we are only like, you know, about 5 billion years on this in this solar system, billion years. All right. So you want to tell me that some humanoid was around at that time? We don't have anything to that tells us that, and we can't go off nothing, and you can't guess and say, well, this is what I feel like. No. Everything in academic today, it has identity that is brought by authenticity, right? So we have a level of authenticity by which we judge things. No more than that. So if you think that you know better than what me say, me want to hear that. Right now, it's like about 10 minutes past 5. Does anybody know better that they can tell me? Come, let's talk about that. 347-850-1358. Come on, let's talk about it. Right? Because we have to have the timeline. And when we come about, when we have these white people talking about they are the founder of civility, and they conquer everybody, you know. Why did they have to conquer anybody? You know, somebody should be trying to conquer these rock pits, indigent white people who putting themselves as the super race. There's no in history that said they're a super race. Nothing in history. They are not, let's say they are a race, all right, but they are a sodomite culture. In the Bible, they don't want woman to screw. They want men. Come on. All right? So all they're going to tell you about, they this, they that, they don't, there's something else than that what they're telling, because they don't have anybody to put into a Bible to say how great they are and what they have done. Now, listen, more for us to understand about these dog fucking white people who say they're ruling the world. Right? And that is the time that they've been on earth that they could spread anywhere over the planet they wanted. Why didn't they? And how long did they stay in one place for 1.5 million years? Where did they go on the planet? Listen to what I am saying, because you're going to church and you believe the Bible with them, right? Well, listen to some things that I am saying and see, as long as what I'm saying cannot be undermined, then you know, all right, I'm talking practical truth. You know, just like if I talk about your mother and it sounds good, all right, I do know your mother. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know nothing to say about that. I know about your mother. I talk about your mother. I didn't tell them a lie. That's it. But these folks are lying in everything they are writing, because they're sodomite coming from 1.5 million years in one place in Africa. Not one place in Africa. They moved from Africa 1.5 million years ago and go into Europe and into Asia. That's what the history says. Now, they don't want to tell you about that history. But that is world history textbook. Let me read that here. National Geographic. You know, it's chronologically, it tells you they were the first to migrate out of Africa and go into Europe. If you're out there and you're going to church, you must understand that there is no African origin in the Bible. And you hear some people going around confused talking about Chris, K-R-S-T, tea and talk about Christianity was in Africa before Christianity came here. You don't talk about what exists in Africa in the, like, in alliance with what these sodomite fucking fools, they come up and write. They can't write about themselves, but they rather to go out and pick on the black people and use the black people as gods. They use the black people as gods. They use the black people icons as the ideal for life, but yet still, they are using it in a downgraded fashion and uses for criminal purpose. But they do these things, and it's up to African people to see that these people are mad and crazy. When they teach you to, speak in tongues and Holy Ghost, and nothing will go like that. Nothing at all go like that. And these people are running what they call a government on no foundation that is authentic government at all. Because there's only one government on earth, kingship. That's the government on earth. Not what they call democracy. It's, they make up democracy out of their fucking shit. That's democracy. They cannot change what I say as long as I'm alive, because I'm talking the truth. I'd have to be dead. And then nobody don't even know what I say before they can go ahead with anything. I'm talking the truth. There's no democracy in authentic government on earth. There's no government but the Elohim knowledge that they brought down, that we hybrid people emulate that. That's polytheism. You see, but these honest fuckers come and make a deal with Africa. Now, what have we to do now? Stand up and speak the truth. And you will see how quick the fleas fall off the dog. I grew up in the church, and I say over 50 years. I was drunk in the church gospel. Imagine that. All of this stuff that these sodomites put in the Bible and got, you know, the entire, just about the entire African world right now believe in Jesus. If, when you have so much African people are believe in Jesus and in a Christianity, it means that they have drenched us psychologically with thoughts that corrupt the potency of our minds, and we are not able to think. We are not able to analyze. Our judgment is deteriorate. That's what is going on. So that when I tell someone about words on how I found out adept to use of words, I didn't just, you know, I don't invent that. It's there. You use the word, you know, I take up the thing and show you the definitions. You know, it's not just the word that you use. That word has command over several definitions. And when you are going to use a word in an issue, you have got to know those definitions in there before you put it to a contextual position. You have to do that. You are really in serious danger when you don't know the I call it word science process. Word carry science, the meaning of things. Oh, you work, oh, things are worked out. Factual in our communication. Communication, my friend, is very, very critical. We tend to talk and talk, and because a lot of times we don't really know we are making errors. You see what I mean? What I'm saying here, especially church people who are indoctrinated with Jesus and all kind of stuff, you're not going to come out of that unless you learn to read properly. I'm not talking about, you know, that you cannot read. You may can read faster and better than me and with more clarity than me. The difference between me and somebody else is that I can't read fast. I can't, you know, like get the clarity of things the first time I read through a line, and I will spend as long as I can to decipher that stuff. All of those words in there, I'll go through and find out what the message is. And if a word is in there that is not supposed to be, I'll find out. Just like when I found out about Adam and Eve in the garden, the amount of lies. Even God, who is the author and the creator, by these sodomites that talk about how good this God is. That God in the Bible, I can tell you for sure, is a sodomite character. Never has any spirit God like that exist, because God is pure, God is perfect, and they don't put that God in the Bible. These white conquerors, they don't put a conquering, loving, and mighty God, everlasting Father and stuff. They don't put that God in the Bible. They put a shit out God. We're never perfect, never manifest like any God and him son that, you know, whatever him fuck to get to a son. They write it all over the Bible. God begets a son. How can you be such an idiot to write something like that in the Bible? God, who is a man, and then still say he is a spirit. You don't get none of that come together for you to conclude that those things are true. See what I mean? And all of these things that these white people using, and the amount of money that these faggots are using, the African people's money. And they don't have no basis of authentic government. Let's talk about that. They don't. A.D. and Adamani has absolutely nothing to do with African Elohim kingship rule. They don't have nothing at all in common with it. Go into the World History textbook and read the chronology, and you don't find anything in there that these sodomites them and the Bible coincide with at all. The history don't say nothing of what they're saying in the Bible. They go into history and extract what they want and write the shit where they want in the Bible and say, if you believe it. And when you believe it, that's it. You're smelling shit from then and you think it smells good. That's what happened. God can never be a God that exists. Okay? And people, because we are so, you know, taken in with the word God. Then, so who make the world anyway then? If you're talking about there is no God. And you see, it's a complex thing for people to understand. Because when these white people write a Bible and contradict real history, you have a serious problem there. And the problem is to know what is history different from what these cockamania faggots, them writing in the Bible and telling you need to be saved. Who needs to be saved? Is it them or the African people? But they want to tell you all of them need to be saved and we need to be saved. And they're calling the God that they have in the Bible their God and tell them to kill us, massacre us. That's what they said with their Bible. I'll read you something about what these white sodomite, honest fucking idiots, who they are, from top to bottom. All right. Now, let's talk about people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth because it is painful for you to understand the kind of life you have lived since a child in church. The education that you get, the concept that they give you, the conviction that you have, you don't have any knowledge to get you out of that. It's going to cost you a lot of interest, first of all. You have to have interest in knowing. If you have interest in just believing in something and say comfort with it and think that, okay, me don't have to talk about what you're talking about because me know me believe already. It shouldn't that what you say. Don't talk about what you believe already. Talk about the knowledge you have already of this issue. You have any knowledge about Jesus? Do you really have knowledge about Jesus? Now, I tell you, you cannot have any knowledge about the Jesus of the Bible unless, for one thing, you have to prove that the prophecies in the Old Testament fulfill. Now, I know some people still not going to get it. They're still going to hold on to what they believe because it's easier to hold on to belief than to seek knowledge that will tell you for sure. And that may no good. Because every move you make in life is a move that has knowledge, not belief. Not belief. And the education that we need is a knowledge with clarity of words that tells us about the past and about now. You have to have word clarity because now when I am telling you these things that I'm saying is not true, no Jesus, no begot, no son, and all these kind of stuff, you don't want to hear that. Because you believe are true. And the education you need to get you out of that don't consist of belief in it. You can't believe and get it to be true. No, because the more you believe it, is the less, the further away you are going in error. And if you don't have a sense of when you know something from when you don't know it, and the disadvantage in when you are believing, you don't know. You need to know where you stand with that. That when certain things happen, you're not on the wrong side of it. Because if you're on the side that you only believe and somebody begins to question you, you can't answer because you don't know. You were on the wrong side and didn't know. So, it is not something for you to argue and in disgust God and Jesus. It's for you to read and develop a knowledge of what you read so that you can convince someone by showing them. You see, because we depend on what is true from realistic and the truthful record. So let me tell you that God beget a son. It's homosexual doctrine they're preaching to you. When they tell you, you know, they write all those scriptures and we think that, oh, you know, God write the prophecies and people who he choose to send his word through. Nothing like that, so. There's no God, because none of what the Old Testament says about God and his son who created heaven and earth, none of that is true. And it's the reason why these faggots are telling you we are alone on earth, there is no other. But now there is a change, because it is proven now that it's not just us human alone on earth. History of 450,000 years ago. That was when the gods came to earth. And then 200,000 years ago, that's when we black people were created in Africa. That's the real history. And these sodomites are coming up with something different. You see? And they want so bad to win over the position of rule that they write the Bible and write all these things in there that catch you with the salvation plan. Before you learn to read and watch the words you read, they kind of cut you off from, you know, that clarity when you read now, because when they preach to you in church and pray in church and you start reading the Bible, you don't see what the words are telling you and things that you are to observe about what they tell you in church and what you're reading to find out if the Bible agrees with what they're saying in church. You see? Because you talk about the Garden of Eden. When you're reading, you must catch confusion when it is there. And it will be there under what circumstance? When the person is writing it, do it intentionally, or they make an error. We don't expect that in certain record. You don't expect that to happen, you know, being done by competent people and people with a clear, sane mind writing history. So people who are lying about history are thieves and robbers and fuckers of ass, because I mean, who is going to get up and write serious things like this that will harm other people? And they do it anyway. That's what this sodomite faggot does. So when they're writing in desperation about God, they write so much foolishness until, you know, the only thing it's going to save you is if you read and just don't believe what you are reading. Because if you believe what you're reading, you are not unless you knew beforehand that what you read is sound message. Okay, you understand that? Now, if you read Genesis 1 about Adam and Eve in a garden. Now, the millions of people or billions of people will read Genesis 1:1. And they believe that. It is clear that they never understood it. Can you see that? Because the whole thing a lie. What study did you go through to find out that what they say about Adam and Eve was true? What? Only history that is written in. And if these Bible writers didn't read the history, they wouldn't be writing about it. They would be writing something else. make up something for themselves. No, they can't even make up something for themselves because they have too much things provided for them, and they decided that, you know, they don't have anybody that they can put in a Bible to say they were holy and stuff like that. So they have to take it from the African people history and make up something off of that. And that them do. Now, African people who are following the Bible, they really don't discover the nasty things that we believe as Christians when we don't know. When I tell you that the Bible is written by the mafia, you probably laugh at me because you think that there's a saving plan and a salvation and St. Paul's gospel that preached to you. And I have been through this. And I know the difference between polytheism, the Elohim creation of mankind. I know that without any doubt that anybody can call the show, and if they tell me that they believe in Adam and Eve in the garden, I will ask them, where is the geography for the Garden of Eden? I will beat you out into frazzle. If you can't answer the pertinent questions that will certify this is the truth, you know, that Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden told not to eat of this fruit in the midst of the garden, but all of the other fruit then you can eat of it. Anytime you can answer questions that prove those things to be true, then it will be true. But if you say you just believe and I talk all kind of stuff, no, you don't believe, just merely believe something that you don't have knowledge of, and you can be victorious in what you communicate. And you're going to go out and beg people to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know what you're doing. And you're full of conviction, so tell. You don't know what you're convinced of. You see, it takes education. It don't take stupid, lazy believing in something that sounds like it's true. Somebody going to promise to take you to heaven, and where they're going to land you is in a precipice. All right. Let me get around now to this portion. And may I play a little Aquarius for you? And I will be right back.
Living dreams of vision.
Mystic crystal.
Okay, that's wonderful. and that is Aquarius, the fifth dimension. Let's get into this. Sometimes it's, you know, you have to just tighten your belt. If you really want to, like, get close to a piece of knowledge, you have to just decide and say, well, you know what? I think I should look into it. I feel certain, but that's the way a false belief really clings to people. It owns you. You see, falsehood owns you. And your spirit inside of you, I've got to tell you, say, all right, so look at it and use your judgment the best you can and see what you get out of it. I mean, if you don't get nothing, you don't get nothing. But at least, you know, I mean, nothing is wrong with unbelief. Nothing is wrong with unbelief. The church wants to tell you that something is wrong with unbelief. It's a lie. If you don't believe in something, what do you do when you don't believe in something? Or what should you do when you don't believe in something? When you don't believe in something, don't believe in it. Unless you have a reason of knowledge, right? So if you don't believe in something, you leave it alone, you don't know nothing. So if you tell somebody that, when them say that you're an unbeliever, so it's negative, no. It is only negative when you believe something that you don't know. Is the other way around, right? So if somebody say that, you know what, do you believe in Jesus? And he said no. And he said, why? He said, well, I don't know enough about Jesus, or if I know anything at all, I would have to just say I don't know about what Jesus, who he is, where he's from, or not like that. If you say that to somebody who is trying to convert you to Jesus, and you say, can you teach me about Jesus? Where is he from? You know, and how did he come into our awareness then? What are the reasons why? And they're going to start telling you about Adam and Eve. Then it would be good if you know something, read something about Adam and Eve. Now, if they start telling you about Adam and Eve where you don't know, then you have to also say, well, you know what? You're going to have to take me to all of that. Give me knowledge of all of that. And give me knowledge where I myself can see for myself, study and know. Because I don't want to continue this believing stuff, you know, without a knowledge, a good knowledge to it. Where is the right history? Because if they're going to say the Bible is history, then you have a problem with that communication. Because, you know, if you know something about what you're talking about, it helps. But if you don't know and somebody's going to start you from scratch, into the Garden of Eden and believe in Jesus and all that, you're not coming out of that hole for right now, you know? So the thing is, I felt strongly that Jesus is coming back again a second time, because I believe he came the first time, like the Bible said. You know, it's after I have been reading, and I never have a scare of what the Bible, because I feel good with words, regardless of what it is saying, because I'm going to know what it's talking about. If it's bad stuff, I will find out after I read it, right? So don't be afraid of words, okay? Words are
innocent. But words are powerful. Words can lead you to be such powerful person you may never, never dream. But words are the power used to make people live in the world. But if we don't know, we are in serious trouble. All right. Let's begin with this. Elohim, 200,000 years ago. Is that what it is? Yes, 200 to 300,000.
All right, let's see. Let's see what
Yes. Elohim, 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, created hybrid people. Why sodomy conquest the West? The West.
T-E-R-N.
Yes. It is a question that, you know, nobody is not asking. So we don't come up and know anything. We don't know anything because we don't try to know. We believe and convince. And if we start to look at another piece of information, what we don't know either, anything else you're going to look at, you don't know, you will have to learn. And, you know, do so whilst you have opportunity. I am over 70 now, right? And I'm in the church all over about 50, 60 years, believing the Bible. But because I was not afraid, I want to know, I don't think that there is perfection in the Bible that I rely on. So I decided to to read, to find out. Because I don't feel like I was anywhere, you know, with the church and the Bible. And over all that time, all of my interest is put into it, right? You know, it's a good thing that I was like that, because now I come to see that the Bible is a lie from the very start to the end. Some things in the Bible are okay, of course. Don't joke about that. I don't think the prophecies of Jesus is anything true at all. Based on the fact that Adam and Eve in a garden in the Bible is not true, you can't find any prayer, any authentic cause to think it is true. Because after these idiots tell you about the garden in the context, it's a literal physical piece of geography. That's the context in which they explain things in the Bible. When it comes around to finding that garden, they don't say anything. They fucking ask too much. Because why would they write something like that and then don't give it authenticity, the mechanism. All right? So now, I am saying, according to history, world history textbook didn't take us up to 3,000 to 300,000. The world history textbook take us from 150 to 200,000. But there is another rendition that says 200,000, right? I refer to both of them sometimes. Sometimes I say one, but I don't feel comfortable with 100,000 to 200,000. I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't feel comfortable with that. And I'm not saying it is not true, but I know the people who are writing the World History textbook, they are criminals. They are sodomites. They are sodomites. And I think they would be the one who want to make it 150 to 200,000. All right. So I am saying that's how long ago, either 200 to 300,000 years ago, we were created in Africa. Hybrid people. That's why they write the Bible now and change the truth into the Bible. Right? They change the truth that is in history to lies in the Bible. That's what I want to say. So, why the sodomite Europeans, they didn't go and spread out in the world before the Elohim came? Because the Elohim came 450,000 years ago. And the sodomites, are in Europe 1.5 million years ago. And they'd stay one place in Europe and didn't go nowhere and didn't do nothing besides stone tools. So what are we talking about now? If we are following the Bible, what make us follow the Bible? Huh? When you can't find the garden, I mean, is that stupidity or ignorance? Why, when we read the Bible and can't find authentication for the place where God make Adam and Eve, and we have history there that they are reading and writing something different, okay, from our history, and we go come low down to them, people who their culture demand that they stay where they are in Europe, they decide no, they don't do that. They want to like mix with other people and, you know, and see what they find in the mixing, right? Black people have no reason to mix with them. And see where we are, we lose our senses because we fool around with that corruption. That they are the sodomite corruption. Black people are sick because they believe in that stuff. Belief is a serious thing. It's like a virus, you know. You believe in something when it's true. It's different from when you have knowledge of something. But you can't believe in something you don't know. All right? Start fuck around with these white people and you lose your mental power. And start, you know, believing and doing foolishness. That's what the church does. I mean, what was I beside foolish when I was in the church? All right. Let me go back through this because I know it's, I'm just throwing in emphasis because of the way that I have come through. I would like to see people get on their own with their thinking. You know, don't believe what I am saying. But if I put emphasis on something and you don't see anything wrong with it, go look at it. Look at it because I tell you what, I am a different person now than what I was when I was in church. You see, what did I have to tell people when I was in church? You know, Jesus loves you and stuff like that. So I am actually reading Bible and history. And find out what is this civilized world, who set it up, and how we are here. Instead, they're coming along, but they have and mock and wrongly emulate everything that is set up under civilization. Just go and make up something for themselves. The sodomites. They will fail and eventually come off to nothing. These white people. They will come off to nothing. Because the kind of evil that they decide to do, they don't worth anything at all. And I read and know, and this is the reason why I'm saying it. When they decide to descend upon us, everywhere we are, kill us and take away what we have, then, hey, that's a serious thing. That is so serious. And what we have of as knowledge and wealth resource, that's what they come and take away from us. Everything you see white people have, just know, go back to 509 BC. Go right back there and see what they were before that, and you will find out. I mean, serious information that you don't know yet. All right, let's go here. What are the Asian steppes? Asian steppes? The steppe belt of grass and that extend. So they're saying, okay. So what are Asian steppe? The steppe belt of grass. Of grass. And that extends some 5,000 miles. 8,000 kilometer. From Hungary in the west through Ukraine and Central Asia to Manchuria. In the east, 2013, the National Wildlife Federation joined forces with Kansas. With Kansas State University to host the second ever America's Grassland Conference held in Manhattan, Kansas. Only a short drive from the Kanza Prairie Biological Station, which just recently celebrated its 40th birthday. The conference was located in an ideal spot to talk about grassland conservation and the future grasslands. The conference was attended by around 215 participants from across the country, including a diverse group of researchers, conservationists, ranchers, federal and state police experts, graduated students, and many others. The conference, which ran from August 12 to 14, featured over 65 speakers and included a riveting keynote by acclaimed conservationist photographer Michael Forsberg. Optional field trip to visit local native grassland. A poster session, a series of round table discussions, and a barbecue at the nearby Kanza Prairie. For this year's conference, we chose the theme, The Future of Grasslands, in a changing landscape. Roughly between 3 and 2.5 million years ago, the lineage of Lucy, Atros, Australopithecus, afferent, which one? Come on. Afarinus became and the first members of our own genus Homo appeared, the first simple stone tools. All right, so after the Australopithecus afarensis coming on to what we call Homo sapiens. Okay, so we are now all right. So it says This Australopithecus was the ancestor of Lucy, which means Lucy is the first woman. So Lucy was Homo sapiens. So Lucy come out of the Australopithecus. All right, we come out of that, so that means we come out of that far back, 2.5 million years ago, right? This Australopithecus afarensis became extinct, and the first members of our own genus, Homo, appeared. The first simple stone tools also appeared with the fossils, featured some modern traits like bigger brains, the menocal set. Then, within 2 million and 1.5, watch this, watch out. Between 2 million between 2 million and 1.5 million years ago. Remember 1.5, because I talk about 1.5 million that pertain to the white European, you know, who come out of, as I'm going to read it to you, after the bigger brain come up now, then between 2 million and 1.5 million years ago, we see Homo erectus. See? Like I was talking earlier, Homo erectus is a featured Homo. Okay? They only go as far as stone tools. And stone tools, you know, came on early for these uncivilized Homo. Now, that bigger brain, hominin, had a skeleton very much like our own from when humanity began to take shape. More sophisticated tools like double-bladed axe and new behavior that led early humans out of Africa. That early humans mean the Homo erectus, the white people then what we have there now. And you're going to see how they graduate. They reconstruct themselves by interbreeding with higher blood than theirs. They break the old rule, you know, of staying in your own creation. They did not do that. So it's the reason why there is problem in the world with these guys. You see? So it goes on to say, it goes on to say that they made stone tools, right? And I imagine they had a bigger brain, bigger brained hominid, the hominin, hominin had a skeleton very much like our own, more sophisticated tools like double bladed axes and new behaviors that led many humans out of Africa for the first time, right? So that is how the World History textbook tells that now that they could make fire go up into Europe. And I don't know if they were making stone tool down in Africa, but definitely when they go up to us, up to Europe and Asia, that was, you know, stone tool era right there, right? Now, the African people show up into Africa 250,000 years ago, right? We show up into we show up into Europe. Yes. The first anatomically modern humans. People who look like us. Known as Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise human beings. Appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago, right? That's when it says that we appear. Almost 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? These Homo erectus, white people, they had an opportunity to spread out over the world long before black people came here. Before the Elohim came to Africa, they could spread themselves out. But they were not civilized enough, like, as the history shows anywhere you go. You see what I mean? So when we don't know the history over the past 12,000 years as to what these white people were doing, we don't do ourselves good service at all. It's big service that. Because we need to know their history. And they come here now and take up all kind of a fucking nonsense, talk about something that doesn't even exist. Jesus doesn't exist. They make it out of their fucking ass. No Jesus, no prophecy. None of those things are true. But they come and take black people and pad us with all kind of fucking nonsense, and we don't know no better than to believe it. Now, until we break the belief syndrome, we're not going to be any better than we are. We need to get out of the belief syndrome so we can read and understand the language of the past. Know what BC means. What that world and civilization means. You're not going to learn it here when these fucking people are telling you everywhere you are, it's theirs. I said, I'm going to tell you. And we don't know enough to tell them that that's not true. You need to get out of here. The gods would be with us and send more hurricane to storm them out. But unless we're going to start reading, my friends, and pick up knowledge and wash out that belief out of you, you don't need. Until you get the confidence to do that, forget it. You're going to dead in ignorance. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in. And remember, I am going along with people who see the reason to get knowledge and don't follow that belief stuff that you are convinced is true. Nothing you just believe can be true. And even if it is true, you need to find out, because you're in danger believing something that is not true anyway. So find out. All right. Now, I'm really, really glad I'm up to this point. And it means then I'm going to take you this area of what white people are really like. What happened in 12,000 years ago, their interaction with black people. They develop a concept of what to do with black people. Okay? And to show you that they are not civilized today, look at the military that they have. Look at what they do in America. When they do in Saddam. Look at what George Bush did with 9/11. Do you know, a lot of people today probably don't come to the understanding that 9/11 was a presidential act Do you know that? It's George W. Bush. Presidential gift to us. Because right now, look, let me give you this, the name of this woman, a white woman. In case you haven't heard of her, you know, because it's easy for people to get lost in the world out there. You know, yeah, because once I heard this lady spoke about her involvement with George Bush on the 9/11, the 9/11 criminal act by George Bush. This woman was a war activist. She was an activist against war, but somehow she worked with the government while being an activist against war. And they put to be one of the people who work in the back channel. She work in a back channel, working to set up the 9/11. That's where the conversation was held. It's in a back channel with countries that they wanted to involve or to deal with. And therefore, the back channel and the countries, they talk about it until eventually. Now, the words of it got out. And George Bush knew about it. The Congress, the whole of them know about it. They know about it. And George Bush is the culprit of it. And many, if not all, of the cabinet people there, top government people who know about it. And when you talk about putting up security for people who are traveling and stuff like that, George Bush didn't care to even save a baby that was going to die. The Bush, that you see there. Jeb Bush, brother. If vote for American, what you call it, white people government anymore, man. Black people is really suffering a lot when we vote for these sodomites. Okay? Because we should read and know who they are, and we have not. I want to read and tell you what they came down to. So I said I want to tell you the name of the woman who you can go and find her video. But you probably will find her video if you use her name. You may more easily find her. If you go to this place, I forget what they call it, but it has the red background and a P written in there. It's one of those social network where you can join them and do a lot of things on there. All right, what I want to show you. Now, this said, I think you could probably find our video by Googling PIN, P-I-N, on, which means O-N, PIN on videos. PIN on videos. Then worth, W-O-R-T-H, worth watching. Right? So PIN on videos, worth watching. I think this is a way to also get to her videos. Lots of videos that she put out about this, the 9/11 attack where Bush deliberately killed the American people. The presidency, when the man is president, the man killed the African people, and what them tell you all the time, they're protecting. Right? And when they're overseas with their military, I mean, nobody who come up through the ranks legitimately would do these kind of stuff. It shows you that everything they have, they're stealing. Military, every single thing these white sodomites have, they steal it. And it's not a joke. It's here in the history. I can narrate it. You see what I mean? Black African people don't worth much of anything by allowing this to go on. Not when everything is set up in the world before these guys come up and talk about they want to rule, or even before they turn big criminal or something like that. You know, the world had kingship and kings ruling before the flood and after the flood. What are we doing with these sodomites? They're talking about AD and Adamani and democracy. That's not for African and for African territory. Let these fucking ass go back where they come from. Okay? This is, now, instead we are holding on to church and to Jesus and stuff like that and not reading to know those things are not true. Are we supposed to do? If we don't read and understand, what you think these sodomites who learned to read after we came here and the Elohim set up institution where they could come and learn to read? That's what happened. And then they realized that they're more smarter than the black people there. Because smart people, black people, will have to go and learn to read. Get like academics, otherwise you don't do well much at all, in the civilized world. So what I'm trying to say to you, the conclusion that the white people have come to, and you don't look, you are to read it, because the document that I am going to read to you from is titled Puritan Christian Agenda. You get it? Puritan Christian Agenda. Google and you will find the document that I'm going to read to you from. I'm trying to tell you that this message I'm going to read to you is what they wrote, right, of who they are and what they are told to come and do. It is their document. One of the opinions, listen for real, because you need to pick up that these white people don't know anything civilized, saving they get it at the mouth of black people. And I would think more so those who they intermix up with. Until they go and learn the pantheon institution of the gods and learn all kind of things, how to be priests and all kind of things they go learn. Until they go off on their own, make up Christianity, and here we are today. Right? But these are this scumbag of the planet Earth. They are the fucking ass come back from You call them presidency? Presidency for who? Presidency for themselves. Nothing on our land. Not until they get off of our land will there be any compassion, any peace at all on earth. Because they are seeing to it that they keep the world fucking ass. That's what these sodomites are doing. Okay? Because in Genesis, they write their Bible. It's their Bible. It's not anybody else's Bible if you don't know. So if you want to go to church and think that, oh, God bless them for write Bible, is that your idiocy, all right? You're going to suffer for that. And especially if you hear what I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you the written truth. Nobody hasn't done, hasn't shown anything else. So what I'm trying to say to you, when they intermingle with the African people, 1,200,000 years ago, coming right to where we are, because see, they are here now. And even black people think that, oh, it's a honor to marry white people because they have our money. And you don't know that the money they have, they steal it from us. You don't know that. You think like it's fairy tale I'm talking. It's not fairy tale. Have this solid, solid world history to prove it. And if they think they have a government, they can come and say them lock me up and put me on trial. Nobody take me someplace else and go kill me. You know what I mean? No. But that's what they're good for. They're good for talking like they are spiritual, and then they are also bad enough to talk things that, in good discretion, they shouldn't talk. Because now we have them under indictment. I pray to God send something. These sodomites can be indicted for the things that they have done to the African people. I'm talking about the ruling and kingship no longer in force. Really? And then claim now they come and set up a new world order. Who did they impregnate and have children for? The God in the Bible begot a son? How did he begot Jesus? He no begot Satan too. Why don't no talk about Satan and the angels where God begot and him no associate with no woman? Come on. Let's go on with what I'm telling you. This is what they came with. After they learned to read and turn priest and start church and everything like that. This is the kind of people they are at heart. One of the most, because they're coming, they know that black people have what they want. You have the civility, you have the land wealth and everything. And listen what they come and what they do, because they're still not civilized. And their objective to be among black people. Take what they have and say they have law and they control you. It is because they need black people to interbreed with, to give them blood to continue so that the species will continue. Because all their prior intermingle and interbreeding with, they died out. African are the only species alive. And these white people, and how do they get to be alive? It's because they intermingle with the African people. Interbreed enough to keep them going. So they don't have an intention of leaving the black people alone. No. You see, all the churches and all them things that they set up, that our generation don't know anything that go on before unless we read and know. And they do things that we are not to read either, that, you know, keep us from reading. That's smart. So if you think these white people are idiots, you think again. Okay? But are they civilized? No, not. I mean, we don't go after them and kill them. Chinese, you see Chinese kill each other, or we kill, you know, I mean, the ethnic group. You see, we killing each other. The only time you see black people kill each other is since these sodomites come and intermingle with us and force their intermingling on us with what they call in imperial colonialism. You see what I mean? And claim that they have power now, all the nuclear weapons and stuff like that. And therefore, when they come and conquer you, you have to come and eat them and then tell you what God you must serve. All right? Look at the kind of things that they say that they are doing to black people, and especially since the 16th century that they started to do. Remember the Inquisition? Do you know the Inquisition? Look up the Inquisition because you need to know that. That's what the church started out using to kill black people. Right? And the A.D. Anno Domini calendar is not something for Africans. They have no right to bring it coming to African territory. Right? They follow us to the Western world that they could have spread out long time before we exist. They didn't do that because they're not civilized. They were always making steel stone tools. Okay? It's until the gods come here and send us out to live wherever we want, and we have this civility. They never call us back in to retrain us as civilized people. No. They put the blood inside of us, and we are born civilized. And they are right, these white people are now writing a Bible because they see, oh, these black people, they're going to rule over us on earth. And they decide, oh, well, you know what? We're going to preempt them, and I don't know what they do. The talking serpent, they go to Africa and go do something with those people in Africa. Because my vision is why they have not done anything to protect the king in office, 509 BC. Why they didn't do anything to protect that king? It all seems to me like these white people set up with Africa to step aside because they are about to do something serious. And they must cooperate with them. All right? They want to get rid of that guy in Rome. And therefore, there is no Roman government to protect that king. You know, no other government at all stepping to protect that king. And all you read is that these noblemen came in and overthrew the king. And it is these white men are doing it and doing covert. Right? All right. We are alone, and we must act alone because we have the God's power inside of us to ignite us. If we are reading and know of the knowledge what the God leave for us to have to direct us, because all we need is to know what the God say, or we must live, because under BC, that's all that world produced. Is knowledge, religion, and religious knowledge to live as a hybrid species. That's it. All right. If you don't want it, leave it alone. People want it, well, they will reap from it. But we don't have anywhere going. No heaven, no hell, as far as I know. We're going to perish. And it is most likely that we won't like what the experience is when we are dead. Because African people have a soul. I haven't read about no white people having a soul after they're dead. You see? But you can read all these things because there is no secret about the African people creation and development. It's all over the history book, and the only thing that is in the history book about these white people is to live on dry grass over the steppe, I guess in some caves, right? And then seek to intermingle with African people as they pass by. You see what I mean? I don't know that worked, because of course they couldn't make clothes or nothing. But somehow, something happened there somehow, right? And this is what the issue shows. All right. So they had something going for them. Until now, they come to talk and go and learn academic knowledge and stuff like that, and steal secret that kings and only priests supposed to have. And here it is, they are talking now. They are doing all, but the first thing they became after they could read was big time crooks. Okay? And in the Bronze Age, you can see the amount of damage that they have done to the African emergence of civilization, right? But you have to pay attention to what you don't know, all right? And then choose what you think is right. Now, here we come with this. So I told you, their agenda is, you're looking at a deep, deep, dark, filthy, deep, filth hole. When you think about these white people, man, come on. All you see them putting on shows and carrying on out there, look, they are just wrongly emulating civilization, you know? That's all they're doing. The kind of stuff, listen to what they're going to be talking about here and what they are doing to affect the African people. They want to change your sexuality. Okay, listen to this. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. That's a lie. Why do these fuckers lie so much? Because they don't have anything. If they can't do Christianity unless they bring black people into it. That hurts. Okay? When they are talking about they come to America and it had Christian origin, that's a lie. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. Do you know that African black people rest heavily on an appeal that they are appealing to us Africans? Which are them? Those that they are fucking? That's a bad idea. Yes. So they say, we rest upon, you know, the appeal to their tradition shaping our American culture. Imagine, this is a disgrace, a stinking shit that they're writing here about African people. And they can't do without African people. That's why they're chasing us and running us down and talk about they have non-existent AD and Adamani. You know what I mean? And nobody will take him up on it. Well, I am. So, I'm telling you the way these white people think, and you may think the church is a place, oh, they are Christian. You know that Christianity is a gutter hole idea. When they fuck each other's ass, they come up with that. They have to make Christianity. Because why they didn't say with polytheism? No, because they know they are honest fuckers. And their God is an honest fucker, because he fucked maybe another man and beget Jesus. That is what we have here. Okay. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most, listen, we depend on them and their heritage that they bring here as Christianity as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. Imagine, what is American culture? It's American people. And these fucking ass idiots, this is what they come with to control black people. If it were, what you say, look, wake up black people. Stop going to their, there's no God or Jesus in there for us. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a now lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. They know they are stinking, shitty, fucking white people, and listen the way they are talking. How can they talk like this when they talk about, oh, their influence on America is good? And listen to what I've just read, what they say. You see what I mean? They don't even have confidence in what they're saying because they know they are stinking idiots. The search for Christian America. Page 28. The fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. That is something there that you really need to understand what they're talking about. They stand for the reconstructioning dominion and reconstructionist teaching. What is that? It's Christianity 100%. That's what they're talking about. Okay? And what do they want to change about African people for? Because they cannot live as sodomites. They are going to extinct. They want to fuck. I know they can't do it through the honors, but they want to keep mingling with the African as a whole. And somewhere they're going to get some intermarriage and stuff like that. They want to keep their alive. So they want us to gradually become sodomites too. That's what they're working on. So everything they have in the Bible is not portraying truth about a Jesus in the Bible. What they have is portrayal of constant, everlasting, fucking the other person's ass. You see? Because what is it that makes them produce sodomite homosexual children? Why? Why you think they do it? No other species don't do that. But they reproduce, homosexual children. A lot of them. Two men hugging each other like they are two women. Okay? So if you think it is a nice thing for black people to sit around and take a little money from them and take their credit card and have money and stuff like that, these are the things that they do to keep black people idiots. While they have our nice places and things like that out there and making all of it, and we don't think that we are missing anything. We don't think we are missing government, our creation. We don't think so. All right. So they go on to say, the search for Christians. Okay, so I read this. So they come with the Reconstructionist teaching, which is Christianity. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity. They believe they're carrying true Christianity. Of course, because true Christianity is fucking somebody else's ass. You know, they just don't carry it out for a lot of people in different precincts to know. But surely if you come to America, you know that's what sodomite is, right? And in many other places, they try to cover it up. But see, they call themselves Puritan. You know, why are they calling themselves Puritan? The shielding, the iniquity that they stand for. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. By what God? A God who say him beget a son and they don't have nothing to show for that. That a spirit is begetting, you know, a physical person. That don't make any sense. All right, move on. He says, Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. You're reading Bible with Old Testament and you think it's real. Dump it, because it's not true. None of it you have in the New Old Testament is any truth. But, you know, today, I'm not like fanatical. You know, I'm not saying you should throw away your Bible because you can use the Bible for research and stuff like that, right? But as far as what they're talking about, Adam and Eve in the garden, dump that. Dump that nonsense. All right. So it goes on to say, they believe, too, that they were on a divine mission to America. See, they're not talking about go to their own people. They're talking about America. Why America? Something is here that they want. You see, and we are here behaving like we don't know that we cannot afford that they take what we have. We don't protect it. Place, specially appointed by God to be New Israel, a theocratic city upon a hill. How can people talk this kind of stuff and your stomach take them? And they are the one who heads up your church and everything that is going on in there. For example, the Puritan massacres of the black people. The in this case, the Pequot Indian tribe. On the date May 26, 1637. And again on July 14, 1637. Were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, God laugh enemies to scorn. Yes, God laugh his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery hoven. Talking about the way they treat black people at different times and different places. It's not good to have black people mingling with white people. And if you want them brainwash us that we are racist, it's not people are racist, it's them. Because there's nothing in history that we do anything to white people. Nowhere. And we came here and they claimed that they had everything before our time. So why they didn't have something to give us? Why they could not find the Western Hemisphere? as easy as we come here and find it. These white sodomites, listen, nothing but true knowledge is going to get us through here. And you, African folks, if you neglect to get the knowledge and get out of the church because and their voting system, if you fail to do that, you will perish in there. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program, and I hope that, yeah, that, you know, you are benefited by something here. That would be nice, that we grow with knowledge and power, the power that move mountains from out of our way. I want to thank you for tuning in, and you take good care, and hope that we shall have another edition. Now, let's see what we have here.
Because the military operates under a totally different set of rules, and they are not subject to any judicial, you know, ordinarily they're not subjected to any sort of judicial oversight. And so the military commander will decide whether they even acknowledge that there is a prison or whether they allow a prisoner individually to be recognized. You could go back, you could literally lose your relatives, your husband, wife, daughter, and never know where they are for years. They don't even have to give you a phone call. They don't have to let you write letters home. I mean, you're not scared enough. You aren't. The Department of Homeland Security is already drafting a manual for how to run these. And it's just, and how they're going to separate, how they're going to identify the ringleaders, separate them and put them in solitary confinement. And how they're going to play loud music to or loud noises like siren sounds 24 hours a day to break the spirit of these people, because we're all activists and we're all troublemakers, and so we're going to be a little bit different. Yeah, there you are. We're troubled, but when I was at Carswell, well, the last thing I want to say to you, I think is really important. Then I'll open up the question. I know. Hopefully, it's giving a lot of information. But what I'd like you all, I'd like to close with this, because you know this is Cambridge. I know that a lot of you care about racial justice, racial equality, and we take that for granted these days. We presume, but I'll tell you that already the Black community is going through a lot of what we're going through. They have their own way of treating these people in prison, and it is very, very, very ugly. At Carswell, it was very customary for Black women to be singled out, especially if they were middle class, educated, literate. The guards would say, guards told me straight up that certain Black women read the newspaper. And then shortly after, they were accused of reading newspapers, and I was told not to read a newspaper. This is how kind of how it came out. I asked to see a newspaper because I wanted to have something to read and have something to look at the current events, and they're like, do not ask for a newspaper. She asked for a newspaper. Watch what's going to happen. I was told not to sit in the little closet with the TV turned on to CNN. They have, in the prison, they have a television set that is designated for news. I was told, do not go in there and turn it on, because it's like a test. And if you go in there and watch, if you watch CNN or Fox News, you're failing. Can't even imagine. But I had a very wonderful, good woman, Black woman, who was declared incompetent. And over her strongest objection, and she was a piano teacher, and you guys can't even believe what they did. She was a piano teacher, and they asked her what kind of music she played. And she said, well, I could teach everything. You know, she taught children. They said, well, you can teach jazz. I know this is going to be very offensive, and it should be offensive. I'm not justifying it. Remember this. It's okay if you teach jazz. It's okay if you teach rhythm and blues. I said, well, I do, but I also teach Mozart. I teach Chopin. I can play Chopin. Sure. You teach, right? Okay. She had to justify brushes white children in her home as a black woman skin. And she had to fight the same battle that I did, out of, because she was suffering middle class detention of being a black person who thought she was able. You must be able. I mean, you think the racism, it's so. I was never one for Al Sharpton until I got to Carson. And then I saw, where is Jesse Jackson? I remember weeping, terrified, like really afraid, really, really scared out of my mind. It's like, I go in the shower because that was the only place I could ever do it. And I hear what they were doing, these women right in the shower stall. And these women could no longer bathe it themselves. They'd have to be stripped naked by the guard or other inmates, and physically wash, because they couldn't, they'd have to get a chair to sit them down and stand up anymore. So these women would be bathed, but they'd have to sit down. They could not walk, they could not speak, they could not carry a chair into the bathroom. We actually had big arguments over, I remember being really ripped threads of a picture out of the bathroom, and it turned out it was one of the black women who had been reading a newspaper, and they taught her a lesson. They cured her literacy problem. I used to write letters home for her after that. And I would write to her family, and she'd sit there and she'd grunt. She didn't even speak anymore. And tears would just stream down her face. But they do not want women, black women, to be empowered. And these were active. These were women who were more within the black community. They would be considered activists. They're not like, you know, Black Panther activists, but they just believe in human rights. They believe in racial justice. They'd probably be part of ANSWER. You know ANSWER? Okay. They'd be like, I try to think of like, you know, the type of actress, because we can all identify actresses. I would say kind of like Jennifer Hudson. She'd be a real threat. Whoa. Jennifer Hudson. No. You can't have that. And so this is about conditioning people to stop achieving anything. It is a punishment for strong, confident, motivated women. And what you should be afraid about, and this is something that you should care about, because political activists, regardless of race, a lot of white political activists, are ending up at Carswell. And that's the prison of choice. If you're a tax resister, if you are a free speech activist, another woman who's from Virginia who published a couple of articles in a weekly newspaper. And the weekly newspaper wasn't even breaking the law. It wasn't a violent speech, but she criticized George Bush. She criticized the politics of the state of Virginia, and they just picked her up and took her, like that Brendan Raub, R-A-U-B, who was picked up and taken to a mental institution. He was a veteran who was held because he posted something on Facebook, and they forced him to be released. Well, this lady didn't have anybody on her side. She was there for 4 years, and they just broke her to punish these people. So, I mean, you know, chances are if you're a woman and an activist, plowshares activists go there all the time. Plowshares. I mean, if you have any sort of political voice, they want you behind bars on a military base, because the military base can stop the media from entering the prison to see you. And so I just want to say, I mean, for all my women friends at Carswell who I want, I just, this is just sort of for them, because I was not the only one who was getting targeted, but I was the only one who really escaped it because I fought back and I had a public voice to speak with. But the abuses are hideous, and it's ongoing, it's an unforgivable thing. So anyway, thank you. I have to tell you, I am enjoying this presidential campaign season because this is the first presidential race since the year 2000 that I have not been under indictment. I was held under indictment from March of 2004 until January 15th, 2009, 5 days before President Obama was inaugurated. From the time of my release from Carswell Prison right up until the election, they fought to get me back in prison. I'll tell you tonight how they pulled every dirty trick in the book. I was even forced to appear in court without an attorney present, fighting against the U.S. attorney to stop a bail revocation. It was the only day that my attorney could not appear in court, and he said he protested vigorously. He was a very effective counsel, but this is about as dirty a case ever here. And I'll tell you about it tonight. I guess you can